Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for May 27th, 2013. Encrypted news. Students in a school in Botswana reported seeing a black, hairy little creature that resembled a human being. A handful of students reported seeing the creature during a class, which created some panic. Other students fainted, and class was eventually canceled due to the panic. Despite all the action, there was no definitive confirmation of any creature, and no teacher or adult, for that matter, witnessed the event. Some feel that this just might be mass hysteria and might have been brought on by the fact that exams are starting soon. In other news, strange booms were heard in the city of Onaway, Michigan. The booms were felt over the course of a couple of days and were felt within a 15-mile area. So far, no explanation has been found, although the local news blames the booms on local ironworks. Onaway residents, as well as employees of the ironworks, state that there was no way it was responsible for the booms. A second boom was felt nearly 190 miles away in Columbiaville, Michigan, which was reportedly followed by military jets flying through the sky. Not sure what that connection might be, or if there would be one at all, but these mystery booms are being reported all over the world at an alarming rate. While many of them are explainable, there's still a sizable chunk that are not. And the first crop circle for 2013 has been reported. Where, you might ask? Well, where else but Gray, Tennessee? While this area might sound odd to find a crop circle, there have been larger circles discovered in 2011 and 2007 within 150 miles of this location. I had the pleasure of accompanying the Pennsylvania Bigfoot Society, led by Eric Altman, during their spring expedition, which took place in southwest Pennsylvania last weekend. The event was a great experience, and I was able to learn some new things during the weekend. Even though this was more or less a ghost hunt in the woods, it was a very well-executed investigation for evidence of Bigfoot or large cats. I was very impressed with their approach, and I will definitely be working with them again. It was also great to meet not only the PBS members, but especially those who came out to share their interest. It was also a pleasure to meet Rosalind Bowne of Ghost Hunters International fame and discover that she isn't trying to write out her experience or glamorize herself as a television celebrity. And I definitely hope to cross paths with her again in the future. During our Saturday night multi-group event, we heard quick knocks in response to a call blast that was not a woodpecker or another group, although we can't say it was Bigfoot either. I was also excited to stumble across a potential old print that just might have been created by a Bigfoot. But I found it as inconclusive, since there was no other tracks ahead of or behind it, but it was a thrilling moment to find something out there. And as always, if you have any information about any paranormal, anomalous, UFO, etc., etc. event, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com, and I'll talk about it here during the Paranormal News Insider. To see my full list of events, be sure to visit paranewsinsider.com. And here's a quick listen in on some of the calls that were made during our expedition.
Anything I hear with this microphone, it will amplify in the direction in which I am pointing it, so you may hear a lot of loud stuff. Like so, that's another yell.
Tell Megan to scream. She comes in.
Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.